Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. All right, so this is Dr. Deborah. I am back, and some interesting things have been happening in our political circles in the last 6 or 7 days, 7 or 8 days. Let's see. Today, I have chosen for a topic, what now? And I said in my little blurb about this show that the most positive result from this presidential election is that our newly elected president is decidedly racist. And then he has a significant number of Americans that agree with him. And what I really appreciate about his honesty and non-political correctness, and along with those who voted for him, is that they were just unashamedly, we agree with him. This is how we feel about certain groups, and not just black people and brown people and people who come to this country as immigrants, but to women. And that's a whole different segment, whole different show about women's response to this election. But the cool thing is we don't even have to. You can stop arguing with me or disagreeing with me, those of you that do, that we still live in a very racist country. And it is not only alive, racism is thriving. And there's never been a shortage of Americans who still think that black people and brown people are second-class citizens or inferior in some kind of way. And, again, that is another discussion about what's going on in the minds of those people. So it's kind of disheartening, but I don't understand why, because, again, this is not new. This is not new. Racism is not new. Racism shows itself in every walk of life, in the life of a black person in this country, everyone. And so there's no, we don't have to be like jaw-dropped surprised by this. Now, the win is interesting, but the platform under which this man won the election is even more interesting. It was clearly racist. And so, I'm interested in what do you do with that. I'm interested in what you think about that. Now, if you agree with Mr. Trump and you are a racist American or racist individual, then, you know, you don't even have to explain to me your ideas, your thoughts. I kind of know. Now, if you think there's something I don't know, you can call me right now. It's 657-383-1387. You can chime in right now. Let me know. Maybe there's something I've missed. You know, something maybe you could help me see the light. But so, until somebody helps me to see the light as to why a person who would run for the leader of the one of the, if not the greatest nation in the free world, you know, what is happening, what has happened is that he has basically said, you know, again, made it very clear he wasn't a politician, so then he had no need to pretend to care about anybody other than himself and people who look like him in numbers of ways. Are you going to hear a lot of silence? Because I'm seriously, there is one. I am seriously trying to wrap my head around what just happened. So let me get on to why then am I continuously, why am I even bothering to invite us to the kitchen table to talk about changing racism in our country? My answer is hope.
then you might want to know how, where does this hope come from? Well, the hope that my newly found hope has always been in anti-racist behavior, anti-racist white people. But the protests of white America the days after the election, it was quite interesting. I wish I could have spoken to any one of them and just asked them what is their protest about? You know, what are they thinking? I know what I think, but I would want to know what they're thinking. But if I could just perhaps read their minds, I would say the things that President-elect stands for does not represent the majority of Americans. The things that he put forth as agenda items, I don't know. It seems kind of like it's going back to a time when people of color and people who wanted to come to this country for a better life just had greater struggles in being free citizens in this country and having the privileges that go with that. So, but I have to say I'm still hopeful. Even without the protesters, I was very hopeful because I guess I always expected that something will happen. Something will happen. Something eye-opening, heart-changing would happen, and we would change the direction, our direction where racism is concerned, that all of the social and political and financial, all of the disparities between white people and non-white people would begin to change. Now, even as I say that very passively, I know intellectually that nothing changes without change agents. Nothing turns without somebody steering that turn or leading that charge for change. And so, as I talk today, I want to talk to those Americans that can hear me, that do long for our country to live up to its propaganda about who has purported to be all of these few hundreds of years that we've been around. I get the sense that if we could just figure out how to turn the ship around, this big A ship around, then we'll be well on our way to creating a country that we can be proud of. I mean, truly proud. I mean, I believe we are now, but we know there are so many things that are in need of attention, and racism is the one that I've decided to hang my hat on. And even as I say that, I wonder, why did I choose this one? But then I always say, because I believe it is at the heart. It is at the core of everything that's wrong about our country. Because when you think about a group of people being subjugated, oppressed, disenfranchised to the advantage of another group of people, that is just wrong no matter what groups are involved. That is wrong on a human level. Forget political ideologies. Just on just a basic human level, I have something, you have something, but you want what I have. So you take what's mine and call it what's yours, and then you try to
make me feel like I did something wrong because you took something that didn't belong to you. Or if we just say somebody who just steals, just take something that doesn't belong to them, and then create a story about the person that they stole from, so that everybody in the world agrees with the thief. Something that's just very basic human, we would say, behavior. When I think about even animals in the wild, there is method to what they do. They don't just kill just to be killing, or they kill to live, and they only do it to the extent of a need. I don't know. So now when I hear myself saying that, I don't know how. There's so much we can learn from the animals. There's so much love, who we think are lower than us. There is a lot to be learned, and I don't know if we're getting it. I sure would like to think that we are, but the way things are going, it doesn't feel like it. So now I don't sound very hopeful right now, do I? But this is okay, because I have to honor my concern for our country, and I have to call it what it is. I have to call it what it is. I cannot pretend that things are not the way they are. So this is a racist society. Some people really like it just like it is, not interested in changing it. Then there are some people who protest on a regular, as they say, protest the injustices in our country. And I'm always inviting people, everyday people, wherever you are, whatever you do, to find ways to fight your own propensities, your own tendencies, your own leaning toward being racist, doing racist things, doing things, negative things to other people just because they don't look like you. Using your power, your privilege, your position to disenfranchise another group, or not being sensitive to the struggles of other groups. I guess we can take a few plays out of the playbooks of animals that we think are lower than us. So what now? What now? I will continue to say, start having these conversations, and I've done posts, I've done shows on listening, and the only way we're going to change our lives, we cannot depend on some leader, because we know they die, or they're not always right, or they don't always, not only think the right thing, they don't do the right thing, they don't say the right things, and so we can't depend on them, we can only depend on ourselves, and trust that our efforts will eventually make a difference in how we act in our world. This was very difficult. And I suppose because I'm trying my best to honor all voices, but at the same time honor my own. So let me just say, I will keep having these shows and keep inviting you to challenge yourself about your racist behavior or your self-hatred behavior until I no longer have to. It's been on the real. This is Dr. Deb, and go out and do something different, make a change in your community where racism is concerned, and fight the power whenever the opportunity presents itself. Until next time, you already know. Take good care.